From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. On Monday, the Oklahoma City area had a noticeably quiet feeling in many parts, including in downtown. That's because many schools and some businesses closed ahead of forecasts for severe weather across the state. Monday was also the anniversary of the 2013 tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma, killing 24 people, including 7 children, at Plaza Towers Elementary. While parts of the city had an eerily calm feeling ahead of potential weather, one place that was active was the National Weather Service Center in Norman, Oklahoma. The Oklahoman's Dale Denwalt covers technology and weather and joins us on the phone from that weather center. And Dale, what's going on down there?
Ben, I'm just a few feet away from the front lines of storm forecasting and weather notices that are sent out really across the country, but more importantly, across Oklahoma to let Oklahomans know that there's a severe storm here, there's a tornado here, here's when you need to seek shelter. And really, it's a room full of meteorologists looking at screens and watching for the right conditions that call for a particular warning.
Yeah. Now, I should note that it's about 1:30 on Monday afternoon, so the forecast is for weather still to come. So there might be some weather events that we just don't know about if you're listening and have seen some of the news that we'll obviously have coverage of. But right now, ahead of the storm, you say a bunch of computers, kind of models and radars, stuff like that. Just give us a sense of some of the things you've heard and seen and observing the work going on down there.
One of the first things I did is sit in with a group of researchers who are looking at different forecast models. They're part of an experimental group that is running various different types of forecasts and models for severe storms, not necessarily part of the predictions that people in the public are going to see. And as they went through the various models today, there were, you know, audible noises coming from these meteorologists when they saw how these models show that the storms are going to progress. It feels like it's going to be a bad day. And the meteorologists I've talked to have said, you know, I kind of hope we're wrong, because there are certain levels of instability and, all the sort of ingredients that go into a pretty bad weather day, forming really on the horizon over the next 12 hours.
Yeah. You said that one official says that he hopes he's wrong. And of course, we all do, just for the sake of, you know, we don't want to see any loss of life or injuries or damage to property. But right, if he is wrong and this storm ends up being a bunch of nothing, they're going to be the targets from a lot of people who are going to say, I hope they called it and they got it wrong. It's a tough job to be in the forecast business, no matter what industry you're in, but especially when it comes to the weather. Do you get a sense that they kind of feel that pressure to be accurate? And maybe the public maybe doesn't have the best understanding of forecast models and predictions and really what they're saying. But what kind of pressure do you think they sense down there in Norman?
I think they feel some pressure, and you have to realize the difference between meteorologists here at the Storm Prediction Center and the National Weather Service versus the meteorologists you see on TV broadcasting. It's a different kind of job, right? The people here are a lot focused on science. The people you see on TV, they're focused on getting a message out, and that's why sometimes you see kind of two different kind of attitudes from meteorologists. But if you think about science, you get things wrong, right? And the more you get things wrong, the more you understand about how things work. That's what science is. And I think that people in this building aren't going to be upset if they get things wrong, because then they'll have even more data to better predict storms in the future.
Yeah. And you're also talking about issues of probability, which, you know, by its very nature means that there's a chance that things wouldn't happen, even if it's a chance that something else is more likely. So given that they're gathering this information, you know, what do they do with it? How do they communicate it? Who do they communicate it to? And how do they do it in a way that, you know, your average person or your average, you know, city official can kind of easily digest it and understand, you know, what's going on?
Well, the city officials and members of the media, the broadcast media, emergency management officials, they're all in constant communication on days like today with the forecast center. And you know, this is something that they're pretty familiar with. And as these alerts go out through a number of media, the people who are watching out for these kind of things, you know, like the TV meteorologist, the city officials, the school officials, who decided to close schools around the metro today, they're all watching for certain things and making a decision of whether it's okay to stay open or where we put resources in advance of these coming storms.
And I imagine for most people that the most important thing they can do is just be kind of weather aware. I mean, it's something we hear in Oklahoma quite a bit, you know, and that's where they come in to make sure the public's aware of what's going on and where it's happening.
Yeah, your tornado and severe storm precautions shouldn't be drawn up on May 20th. They should have already been something you've thought about for months. But, you know, it's not too late. Go online, research what you should do in a tornado, or if there's a tornado warning in your area. And, you know, there are shelters, there are things you can do inside your own home to ensure your safety.
Yeah. Well, Dale, down there at the National Weather Center in Norman, Oklahoma, like I said, this is in the afternoon, so the predicted weather is still on its way. Obviously, we'll have to see what that looks like, and what it does look like. We'll obviously be reporting in the Oklahoman. But Dale, you'll have a story in Tuesday's Oklahoman about kind of what you're seeing there at that Weather Center. Dale, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.